just say no. As we continue our five-part series on the top five regrets of the dying, let's dig deeper into the third regret today. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Something I used to have a hard time with was saying no. What I've learned, however, is that one no is better and easier in the long run than a bunch of I don't knows or maybes. After saying maybe to someone, sometimes I would ask myself, why did I say that? I don't want to do that at all. And I knew it was because I lacked the courage to express my honest feelings. Truth is, it took me a while to go from I don't know or maybe to a straight no. Instead of saying I don't know or maybe, I began to say not at this time. Although that's a step in the no direction, I still knew in my heart that there was never going to be a time. I simply was not interested at all sometimes, or I couldn't do it. I would always think I should have just said no thank you or no I can't. If it's your desire, as it is mine, to live a life of authenticity, we must have the courage to express our feelings. Like I described for myself, it was a learned process that I'm still going through. I still catch myself sometimes shrugging my shoulders instead of just saying no, or telling someone this is not a good time, but maybe in the future, when I know in my heart that there won't be. Because here's the thing. When you say no to someone or something that you don't want to do, what you really are doing is saying yes to yourself. And it's empowering to express your true feelings to someone, to stand up for yourself, even if it's not what you think they want to hear. You can consider it a part of receiving, which I think we as women could all do a better job with. In other words, believing that we're worth it. I think when it's all said and done, people really appreciate honesty. I wouldn't say this is true 100% of the time, but I have experienced so many thank yous from people who, after I said no, have told me, Kim, thank you for being honest, a straight shooter. I like that quality in a person. Now I'm happy and they're happy. We've both saved time and energy, and now they know I'm a person of integrity. What's more, if or when I do say yes to this person, they'll know that I really do want to do it. Imagine saying yes to someone when your plate is already full. Now you have another thing you have to do, and it's likely you're not going to do a very good job at it either. So in the end, it's really a disservice to the person you initially thought you were helping. Like we talked about last week, you can be great at a few, but you can't be great at all of your roles at the same time, all of the time. My hope for us today is that we continue to gain clarity on who we are and what we want, so that we know right away if it's the right or wrong decision for us. I take new clients through a values exercise where we both pan back to get a big picture, but at the same time, dive deep into really what's most important to them, what their top five values are. And then from there, decisions are easier to make. And when our yeses are aligned with our top five values, it's likely we're going to bring our best to them, our heart to them. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings was the third regret of the dying. And today I talked about how saying no is really saying yes to ourselves. But what is it that you might be needing the courage to express? I saw this recently and I want to share it with you. Believe that your voice is important. Understand that your opinion counts. Realize that your choices are valid. Show the world that you matter. Express your true feelings. I look forward to being back with you next week as we explore the fourth regret of the dying. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Until then, consider how you can be more courageous with your feelings this week. And I will too. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.